Okay.
Go for it.
Well, how's it looking? You've been on the floor. What do you think?
Well, it's not looking probably the best of nights for the Liberal Democrats. And it looks as though, you know, a lot of people have come out and voted on national issues, and which is not surprising since my opponents have run no positive campaign about what they're going to do for Sheffield. We've run a very clear campaign about trying to get forward our record. I understand that people have got fear and people are apprehensive about what's happening nationally. But my fear is now we could wake up tomorrow morning, or we could see later today that we've got a council that goes back to favoured areas, waste money like confetti like they did before and what Labour have done nationally, education results for our young people plummet again, business unfriendly, and all on the back that somebody wanted to cock two fingers up at either Nick Clegg or the coalition government. And all I say is, I really understand why people may want to do that, but I don't think it's in the best interest of the city.
You're defending 15 seats, there's predictions of as many as 12, maybe even all of them.
It's too early to say, and what I'd prefer to do is actually wait until we've got a little bit more certainty. What I can say is clearly we are going to lose some seats tonight, but just let's see what comes in, and then let's make a comment once we know the facts rather than speculate.
There's a lot of talk being said about Labour. Have they actually fought this campaign? They've not really done much for some people.
Well, look, what's happened is they've run the most negative campaign on national issues. And I'd say to anyone who voted Labour today, what are they actually going to do for your city? The Liberal Democrats run a campaign telling you exactly what we were going to do for your city. What I'm not clear about today, and what I don't think anyone's clear about, is what are Labour going to do for this city? And I really fear it's the same old faces, same old policies. And maybe people will, maybe in a couple of years' time, when the economy's stable and people feel more secure, they'll look back and say, actually, we judged the Liberal Democrats a little too harshly in 2011.
Finally, Paul, are you going to be ringing Nick Clegg up tonight and saying, thanks very much, Nick, you've just cost me this council?
No, I'm going to say, Nick, keep your backbone, keep your reserve, because if we do what Labour used to do with Gordon Brown and Blair and flip-flop all over the place, then we will end up with an economy like Greece, Ireland or Portugal. And what we need to do is Nick has got to not take short-term party advantage. He's got to stay in the national interest in the long term so that people are secure, jobs do become more secure and the economy gets into balance. And then maybe people will start seeing some of the positive things in terms of fairness that the Liberal Democrats and Nick are doing, like fairer taxes, like better pensions for our pensioners, pupil premium and 250,000 extra apprenticeships.
Thank you.